Chapter 1. Who is the Holy Spirit? We all use the word Spirit a great deal. Now I want to tell you what I do and do not mean by it. In the first place, we rule out all of the secondary uses of the word Spirit. I do not mean courage, as when we say, "That's the Spirit." I don't mean temper or temperament or pluck. I mean nothing so nebulous as that. Spirit is a specific and identifiable substance. If not definable, it can at least be described. Spirit is as real as matter, but it is another mode of being than matter. We are all materialists to some extent. We are born of material parents into a material world. We are wrapped in material clothes and fed on material milk and lie in a material bed, and sleep and walk and live and talk and grow up in a world of matter. Matter presses upon us obtrusively and takes over our thinking so completely that we cannot speak of spirit without using materialistic terms. God made man out of the dust of the ground, and man has been dust ever since, and we can't quite shake it off. Matter is one mode of being. Spirit is another mode of being as authentic as matter. Material things have certain characteristics. For instance, they have weight. Everything that is material weighs something. It yields to gravitational pull. Then, matter has dimensions. You can measure the thing if it is made of matter. It has shape. It has an outline of some sort. No matter whether it is a molecule or an atom or whatever it may be, on up to the stars that shine. Then, it is extended in space. So I say that weight, dimension, shape, and extension are the things that belong to matter. That is one mode of being. That is one way of existing. One power of spirit, of any spirit, for I am talking about spirit now, not about the Holy Spirit, is its ability to penetrate. Matter bumps up against other matter and stops. It cannot penetrate. Spirit can penetrate everything. For instance, your body is made of matter, and yet your spirit has penetrated your body completely. Spirit can penetrate spirit. It can penetrate personality. Oh, if God's people could only learn that spirit can penetrate personality, that your personality is not an impenetrable substance, but can be penetrated. A mind can be penetrated by thought, and the air can be penetrated by light. And material things and mental things and even spiritual things can be penetrated by spirit. What is the Holy Spirit? Now, what is the Holy Spirit? Not who, but what? The answer is that the Holy Spirit is a being dwelling in another mode of existence. He has not weight, nor measure, nor size, nor any color, no extension in space. But he nevertheless exists as surely as you exist. The Holy Spirit is not enthusiasm. I have found enthusiasm that hummed with excitement, and the Holy Spirit was nowhere to be found there at all. And I have found the Holy Ghost when there hasn't been much of what we call enthusiasm present. Neither is the Holy Spirit another name for genius. We talk about the spirit of Beethoven and say, "This or that artist played with great spirit." The Holy Spirit is none of these things. Now what is he? He is a person. Put that down in capital letters. That the Holy Spirit is not only a being having another mode of existence, but he is himself a person, with all the qualities and powers of personality. He is not matter, but he is substance. The Holy Spirit is often thought of as a beneficent wind that blows across the church. If you think of the Holy Spirit as being literally a wind, a breath, then you think of him as non-personal and non-individual. But the Holy Spirit has will and intelligence and feeling and knowledge and sympathy and ability to love and see and think and hear and speak and desire the same as any person has. You may say, "I believe all that. You surely don't think you are telling us anything new. I don't hope to tell you very much that is new. I only hope to set the table for you, arranging the dishes a little better and a little more attractively, so that you will be tempted to partake." Many of us have grown up on the theology that accepts the Holy Spirit as a person, and even as a divine person.